Well, today I want to talk about conversion. Conversion is not something we necessarily talk about a lot in the Lutheran Church, but has to do a lot with what Kali was talking about transformation. Our lessons for today encourage us to explore what does conversion mean? Because in many ways we hear the conversion of Paul, and we hear the conversion of Peter. Now, the word conversion comes from a Latin word that means to turn around. The Greek word for conversion is metanoia, which means a change of mind. Now, Paul's conversion was very dramatic. So dramatic that he even changed his name from Saul to Paul. His whole life was changed completely. Saul was a fierce persecutor of the early church. He was struck blind on his way to Damascus. He was struck blind by a bright light. And when that bright light came, he heard a voice, the voice of Jesus, saying, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" 3 days later, after the priest Ananias prayed for him, something like scales fell from his eyes. He regains his eyesight. He's baptized. And he's eager to learn more about who Jesus is. And then he boldly follows Christ, proclaiming Jesus as Lord and Messiah. Now, for Jesus' disciples, especially Peter, conversion came a little more gradually. Now, we know that Peter followed Jesus for 3 years. In those 3 years, Peter listened to Jesus and heard him talk and preach. They listened to him as he taught. They watched him as he performed miracles. Peter had even gone with Jesus to the mountain of the Transfiguration, where he saw Jesus shine brightly with the glory of God. Peter was the first to proclaim his faith by confessing that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. We also know that Peter denied knowing Jesus 3 times, and that along with the other disciples, fled as Jesus was crucified. Then after Jesus' death, Peter ran ahead of everyone to the tomb that Mary had said was empty, and he peered in to find Christ's grave clothes all neatly folded and stacked by itself. Later that day, Peter saw Jesus enter into a locked room where all the disciples had gathered together because they were afraid. Jesus told them, "Peace be with you. As my Father has sent me, so I send you." And then again, 1 week later, the same thing happened because blessed Thomas wasn't there. Jesus came back. And he stayed with the disciples and with Peter for a while and did all kinds of other signs and miracles to show them once and for all that he indeed was the Messiah. So having experienced and witnessed and participating in all these amazing things, having been part of that inner circle of Jesus' disciples, having been sent out by the resurrected Christ himself, what does Peter do next? He goes fishing. He goes out in a boat and goes fishing. He goes back to his old way of life, back to what he knew. Now, we can easily be critical of him, but in the end, really, who can blame him for this? If we're honest, we'll admit that it seems a whole lot safer to go back to what is known and familiar than to step out and venture out into God's unknown future. So Peter went fishing. It was there that Jesus met him again. And instead of scolding him, Jesus gives Peter the opportunity 3 times to confess and profess his love for Jesus. 3 times. And in that 3 times of professing his love for Jesus, Jesus commissions him again and tells him, "Feed my sheep, tend my sheep, feed my lambs. Follow me, Peter. Follow me." And then Peter's life was changed. changed by the love of Christ. I love that we have the opportunity to hear both of these stories side by side. We have Peter, we have Paul, two of the great evangelists of the early church. I love hearing these stories together because they're so different. And I like that because it reminds us that conversion is a different kind of experience for each and every one of us. The beauty of God's love is that it comes to us, each of us, in different ways at different times. Some of us, like Paul, can point to a certain, maybe even time and place when that love of Christ just changed us, when we were dramatically transformed by God's love. Some of us are a little more like Peter. We had to be around for a while to kind of figure it out, and it took time to grow in our, it took time for us to grow in our understanding of how God's love is unfolding in our lives. Others of us have had the blessing of growing up in the faith, praying with our parents or our grandparents, even before we could speak. Jesus has always been a part of our lives. The beauty of God's love is that all of our experiences of being encountered by Christ are different. Every one of us has a different story. And no one experience of coming to faith is better than another. God is simply overjoyed any time one of God's children experiences His love, experiences the love of Jesus, and allows that love to transform us. To transform us into people of faith. As we journey through life, it's important that we take time to think about who we are as people of faith. To ask ourselves a few questions. So I have three questions I want to ask you this morning. And ask you to think about as you go about your business this week. First question is, how is God at work in my life right now? How is God at work in your life right now? The second question, where do I stand in need of change in my life? How are you in need of change at this point in your life? And the last question is, how do I need God to transform my heart? These are important questions because we know that conversion is both a once-in-a-lifetime, life-changing event, and it's also a daily process. And Martin Luther talks about remembering our baptisms daily. And by that, we remember who we are, we remember that we are God's children each and every day. Because being a disciple, following Jesus, is a constant turning and returning to God. Daily, we turn our hearts and our lives back to God. Daily, we trust God to lead us and to guide us, to forgive us, and to renew us. We are here today as God's people because we love Jesus and we want to follow Him. We want to be faithful. We want a chance to try again to get it right. We want to turn our lives and our hearts back to God, to be transformed, to live as God's children in this world, to proclaim as Peter did, "Yes, Lord, You know. You know that we love You." And Jesus' response, just as He said to Peter, is, "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, and tend my sheep. Follow me." The root word of conversion means to turn with. We turn and return with each other. We need each other. We need to be a united community of faith. Because as a community, we turn and return together. We turn and return to God and to be transformed with and for others. For Jesus to transform our hearts, to shape us as children of God, we need each other. Saul needed Ananias, and Peter needed the other disciples. We need each other for forgiveness, for courage when we fail, for encouragement when we grow weary, to be confronted when we go astray, to celebrate the many blessings in our lives, because together we are stronger. Together we are fed at the Lord's table. Together we are more faithful. Together we are the body of Christ, reaching out with God's love to transform our hurting world. This is our commission. This is who we are as the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.